This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm looking at this legislation that you have, bipartisan legislation that you have proposed along with Congressman Lacey Clay here in Missouri as well. Can you tell us a little bit about this? Because the economic impact is a very real thing that Americans, specifically here in Missouri, but across the country, are facing. What you were doing with Congressman Clay to try to help those individuals.
Yes, thank you, Annie. In fact, we have spent the majority of our time during this COVID period enacting the four pieces of legislation that we did pass on a bipartisan basis and making sure that we help our constituents. And to me, it's all about customer service, doing the casework, doing the constituent services work, whether that's helping them with their unemployment insurance checks, helping them with their stimulus checks, or in this particular instance, helping the small business owners. There was a program called the Paycheck Protection Program, and Congress put in about $660 billion into this program to help small businesses and mainly to help their employees stay connected to their employers. And the reason, you know, you did a lead-in that talked about with Sarah Huckabee about how quickly things moved and how he really relied on the local and state governments and things to do this. What we relied on lenders, you know, not the government, but lenders. It was backed up by the government. We put the money forward, but the lenders, the financial institutions, banks, credit unions, to get this money out the door, over 90,000 Missourians have taken advantage of this program in the small business sector, over $9 billion to Missouri. And average size nationally, I only have a national figure, is about $108,000 that some small business took out. Some of them are as small as $25,000, $35,000, $40,000. And what this does is it's called the Paycheck Protection Program Calculator Bill. And what this does is it allows these small businesses to calculate their loan forgiveness. And kind of an easy-to-use online free calculator for the small business owners to help them go through their forgiveness forms. So there's, you know, quite a bit of paperwork in order to convert some of these from a loan to a forgivable loan or grant. And instead of paying thousands and thousands of dollars, Annie, to an accountant, an attorney, to figure out all of this paperwork, we have come up with a calculator that will be blessed, so to speak, by the Small Business Administration and Treasury. They're going to create it, and they're going to certify it. And it's a forgiveness calculator that's going to really help them fill out their forms, help them calculate everything from their expenses to their payroll data, the period of time that should be covered, what's included, what's excluded, all of those kinds of things so that they don't have to pay someone else to do it. And it will be certified by the SBA and Treasury. It'll be one calculator. It will be free and accurate. And I can tell you that the SBA will have to accept any application to request loan forgiveness that is submitted with the assistance of the calculator. So it is bipartisan, it is needed, and it's also, Annie, let me tell you, it's bicameral, so that means I have Senate sponsors, too. Senator Kennedy, the ever-colorful Senator
yes,
Kennedy.
He's one of our faves.
he's, he's handling it for us in the Senate, along with Democrat Senator King. So my hope, if we don't pass this, Annie, standalone, that it will be included in perhaps the next package that we'll be doing at the maybe end of July, beginning of August, to again further help from a health and economic standpoint on COVID. So I want to make sure, since we did the Flexibility Act for small business and PPP loans, that they've got 24 months now. They can hang on till this makes it through, and then use the calculator that's been certified, and then their paperwork will be done. So I'm serve on Financial Services Committee, been very involved in especially the small business aspect of this, along with Congressman Clay, who serves on Financial Services also. So it's a good piece of legislation. It's going to help real people, which is what this is about right now, Annie, during all of these tumultuous times, as you have alluded to, that we figure out a way to make people's lives a little easier, a little better, take the burden off the kind of constituent services, customer service that we are providing full on with all of my team and staff and myself is key to, you know, people trying to make it through these really rough times.
Congresswoman, with this bill, it sounds like it will pass with all the bipartisan support and the people you've got sponsoring it. I know a lot of small business owners myself who've been very confused by this whole thing. They were glad to get the loan, but they didn't know how to pay it back, and it sounds like you're addressing that. Is there going to be, do you know, kind of a graduated system where smaller businesses have to pay back a certain amount, where we heard there was a lot of bigger, quote-unquote, small businesses that were getting pretty big loans? Would they have to pay back the same amounts?
Well, it's all based on the calculator. Remember, this is supposed to – the forgivable part of this loan is if it was going to your employees, if it was going for your utilities – your rent, your mortgage, that percentage of it would be forgiven over a period of time. And the key was to make sure that we didn't end up with people on the unemployment rolls, that they still had their health insurance. So keeping the employee attached to the employer was so important. A little counterintuitive for a lot of businesses, because sometimes they're being paid to stay home, right, when the stay-at-home orders were in place. So we're glad, folks. A lot of people have gone back to work. They're going to have a longer period of time, a lot of flexibility. And what I'm hoping for is that some of the very smaller loans, certainly ones that were less than $150,000, that those could just be automatically forgiven with just a tiny bit of paperwork and just wiped off the records. The others could use the calculator to figure things out. If you took a little larger one, you know, you may have to have a compliance person work through it to figure out. But this was really designed, and you're quite right. Moving target at first, a lot of changes were made, but it was really just to try and adapt to the needs of the business community. And I will tell you, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, who I just left moments ago at a hearing, and the Fed Chairman Powell were instrumental in giving us the maximum flexibility to shape this program, and we continue to do that to make sure that it's user-friendly and reaches the target. There is still, I can tell you, $100 billion left in this program. So we've gone through about $518 billion already. There's about $100 billion left for small businesses out there. So if you still have need, you should get with your lender, your bank, your community bank, your credit union, and get one of these. And they're also for charitable, for C3s too, 501c3s. A lot of our nonprofits and charitable institutions have been able to get these PPP loans too.
I want to speak to you about some of the unrest. We're speaking with Congressman Ann Wagner here, representing the 2nd Congressional District of Missouri. I'm reading a headline right now because this St. Louis couple defending their home, there's protesters and they're on their property. You know, there's a lot of opinion out there on this, but this is the CNN headline. And I think that the way that this is written is the thing that frustrates the most people. It's not necessarily, I mean, we're not even talking about should they have done that and should the protesters be on their property. Here's the headline. St. Louis couple pulls firearms on protesters cutting through their private street. So the private street is the last thing that's mentioned. The protesters being on their private property is the second thing that is mentioned. But St. Louis couple pulls firearms. I mean, I don't know what the solution is for people who listen to this show, who we share this anxiety of wanting to do something, wanting to contribute to a better tomorrow for our state, for our country, for our families, for our kids. This is really tough, Congresswoman, and I don't know that the solution lies in the hands of government officials, but you are one, and I'm curious what your opinion is. How does America get past this moment in time?
Well, it is a very, very tough moment in time, and I don't care whether you're I think what you saw that happened in St. Louis over the weekend, I'm here in D.C., but I certainly read about it and read the reports, is really, you know, function of all of this discussion about defunding and dismantling our police departments, villainizing our men and women in blue who are working so hard. It is an outrageous thought and is dangerous. And I think people are scared and they're anxious. And I don't care whether it's about their own personal safety, that of their property. They probably left out of that headline, Annie, the fact that they also toppled over, you know, an iron gate to get to their front yard. You know, look at what happens with these statues. I'm literally sitting here on Capitol Hill, three blocks from the statue of Abraham Lincoln that is now surrounded by barricades and armed guards. Look at our own St. Louis, that iconic statue in front of our art museum of King Louis IX, and who was sainted. And people have been gathering around it for days and days on end, peacefully praying the rosary, and disruptors want to show up and deface it with chalk or spray paint. They want it toppled down. They want to rename our city. I mean, this has gotten out of hand, truly. These vandals are creating violence. It's not the way to certainly move a monument or a memorial. Our president passed an executive order that says he's going to protect those and has made it clear that he's prosecuting. In fact, there are wanted posters. The FBI have several in custody. That if you desecrate a monument certainly on federal property, you know, you're going to look at doing some prison time of up to 10 years. You know, if you want to change something, Annie, you petition your government. You do it the right way. You don't do it through mobs and vandals and violence and also, you know, where does it stop? I mean, Christopher Columbus, I saw, was taken down. Going after Ulysses Grant, who led the Union Army, Abraham Lincoln, and the Emancipation Proclamation. It's, you know, King Louis the Ninth, who was sainted by the Catholic Church and is our patron saint. I don't know why Pierre Laclede chose him. I know the statue was erected after the 1904 World's Fair in honor of it, and they just it's just really disgraceful, I think.
I completely agree with you. The conversation that is being had nationally is not about the merit of the presence of the statues. It's now about the method which we're having the conversation, and that seems to not be productive to me. Congresswoman, thank you for what you're doing to make sure that business owners are able to stay in business and to help people so they can retain their jobs. We've got a long road ahead, but it's good to see that you are working in a bipartisan fashion to make that possible for
always workers. I always try and do that. If you really want to get something done, it's the only way to. I'm upset by some of the real polarization that we're seeing in Congress and across our country. We've got to come together. And you know what, Annie? We're all leading up to the 4th of July here, you know, the celebration of our country. I hope that you get some time with your family and your listeners do. Let's celebrate America, the good stuff, our freedom, our flag, fireworks, you know, a good St. Louis pork steak. Let's remember what's great about America, okay? And how blessed and lucky we are. During these dark times, I think we're going to need it. So, best
to
you.
Wise words.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.